This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The White House says it's reviewing a response from Hamas now that says it's ready to negotiate a positive agreement for a complete stop to its war with Israel. This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushes for a ceasefire today from Jordan.
I think we all know there is no time to waste, given the hell that hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are enduring every single day.
The U.S. has reportedly discussed reaching out to Hamas directly for the release of five American hostages. Federal ICE agents say they've arrested a group of migrants in the U.S. with suspected ties to ISIS. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The arrests happened in the New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles areas. Agents rounded them up after they allegedly crossed through the Mexican border this and last year, though they were apparently vetted at the time. Officials say there was no active plot against the U.S.
Hunter Biden faces potential prison time after getting convicted today of buying an illegal gun in 2018. Special Counsel David Weiss.
No one in this country is above the law. Everyone must be accountable for their actions, even this defendant. However, Hunter Biden should be no more accountable than any other citizen convicted of this same conduct.
The conviction happening right before President Biden made a speech about curbing gun crimes. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
He made no mention of Hunter Biden's conviction on three felony charges in a federal gun case in Delaware. But he did praise beefed up background checks contained in the bipartisan Safer Communities Act.
There's more we have to do there. It's a big deal.
Including this.
Ban assault weapons.
And he added, no one needs to use those weapons of war.
Lawyers for Elizabeth Holmes were back in federal court today in California, making a last-ditch appeal to get her conviction overturned. She was convicted in 2022 for defrauding investors in her now-defunct blood testing company, Theranos. But lawyers claim prosecutors made mistakes in her trial. A decision could take weeks. While most of the country deals with intense heat now, Florida is bracing for tropical downpours and flash floods. Kelly Hall's in Fort Myers.
To ward off some of the water, I can drain my pool down, hopefully have that be the reservoir to keep all the standing water in versus my house.
Folks there are still rebuilding after Hurricane Ian. A seafood warning from the feds.
The federal warning follows shellfish harvesting closures in Oregon and Washington State. Matt Hunter is with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
PSP was high in bay clams, in oysters and mussels, and also in South Coast razor clams.
At least 31 people in Oregon have been sickened after eating contaminated shellfish.
CBS News Brief. Nope, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 36-year-old woman died in a fatal ATV crash in Salem Lake Saturday night. The DNR is leading the investigation. May home sales rose slightly in Racine and Kenosha counties. It comes amid tight inventory and price increases. The lone Republican challenger to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss dropped out, citing unspecified circumstances. A parade in Kenosha tomorrow will celebrate the Bradford High School girls softball state championship team. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. There will be a celebration at City Hall. Kenosha city leaders are looking to approve a land swap between the school district and the city. It involves soon-to-be vacant school properties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
big win for the Brewers' Colin Ray.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers, with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays, right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just 3 hits over 7 innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL, 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers minicamp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us in not having a number one guy, a true number one guy. But I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a storm through early evening, otherwise mostly cleared and a low near 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high near 85. Currently, it's 66.
WRJN. Can't buy me love. Love. Can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
It's the Beatles on WRJN. By the way, it was on this date in 1962, the Beatles recorded a BBC radio program called Here We Go. It was at the Playhouse Theater in Manchester, and it was in front of a studio audience composed largely of loyal Cavern fans. Now, the reason that this recording is notable, it was the last recording on which Pete Best played drums.
Come walking now.
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Get it on.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, Don Rosen spoke with Nick Dembski from Racine Public Library on his morning show, and Nick reminded us that donations are always welcome to the library.
You do take donations because it's expensive to outfit a library, and people have valuable books and valuable things in their home. And
yeah, I mean, you know, we all collect stuff and we all only have so much space. But fortunately, the library, technically at the library, every day is donation day. We do accept donations from the public every single day. And usually what those donations are going to, sometimes they get incorporated into our collection if it's appropriate, right? But usually we have sort of a sister organization, a nonprofit associated with us called the Friends of the Racine.
How come it's not a brother organization?
It's a sibling organization.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
But it's the Friends of the Racine Public Library. And that's just volunteers in the community who want to make sure that we're supported in every way possible. And they raise funds through different means that then go to support our programming. Part of the way they do that is through book sales, and they have a big booktique at the library that has, you know, books and DVDs and other items for sale all the time.
That's Nick Dembski from the Racine Public Library, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Lives in a
very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. You're Homeward Bound with me. Thanks for listening. We've got news coming up at the bottom of the hour. local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, let's get you into the news center.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Downtown Milwaukee business owners want the Republican National Convention protest zone moved. That's after efforts fell short to ban guns inside the convention's so-called soft zone, which includes the planned free speech zone. Bar and restaurant owners say they're worried about potentially violent confrontations. Observers say four state Senate races are competitive this year as Democrats try to take the majority in as soon as 2 years.
If you don't win all four, you're okay. You can get there. If you win just two, that's really tough. That makes it challenging. So for Democrats, they want three. Three gives them a pretty good chance for 2026.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Home sales in Racine and Kenosha counties inched up in May to May yearly sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the increase was almost 4% in Racine County, a more modest 0.6% increase in Kenosha County. Despite the small sales increases, new listings also grew at a faster clip in both counties. It comes amid a lingering housing inventory crunch across the metro area. The crunch caused average prices to go up almost 12%. The realtors say a 52% uptick in new construction permits is encouraging. They say it's inadequate to address the housing shortage. A championship parade comes to Kenosha tomorrow. It's to honor the Bradford High School girls softball team for their state championship win. The parade tomorrow will follow the typical Bradford homecoming parade route, starting at the Fireside Restaurant, then west on 29th, finally turning south on 39th to the Bradford parking lot. It starts at 5 tomorrow. This year's Racine Pride Day festivities are set for Sunday, June 23rd. The city has officially declared that date as Racine Pride Day, with a celebration happening from noon to 2 at Racine City Hall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a storm through early evening, otherwise mostly cleared and a low near 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high near 85. Currently at 64 degrees.
My imagination.
take her love from me, or I will surely die.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, you're going to want to be listening coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to have another keyword in our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Be listening for that coming up on WRJN.
Doctor!
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, if you're wondering where all the talk shows went, you can still find them. Just download the Civic Media app, or you can tune to our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a study found that the average weight gained during pregnancy is 14 pounds, and that's by the baby's fathers. 5,000 male survey respondents said they were eating more as their partner's pregnancies progressed. Their reasons? Eating out more frequently before the baby comes, the increased availability of snacks around the house, the desire to make their partner feel better about their own weight gain, and being served larger portions, apparently by a hungry mom-to-be.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at PaysBig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Sweet Caroline, good
local news and timeless hits on WRJN, as well as the Milwaukee Brewers. Next Brewers game coming up this afternoon. Pre-game just after 6:30. First pitch just after 7 o'clock.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden has arrived in Delaware and hugged his son Hunter on the tarmac just hours after his conviction today. The case centered on Hunter's drug addiction, but Special Counsel David Weiss says this wasn't just about the drugs.
This case was about the illegal choices defendant made while in the throes of addiction, his choice to lie on a government form when he bought a gun, and the choice to then possess that gun. It was these choices and the combination of guns and drugs that made his conduct dangerous.
Hunter now faces possible jail time when he's sentenced later this year. Hamas says it's ready to negotiate a ceasefire deal with Israel.
The proposal was